She don't ask my friends about me, gives no clues at all that a fire might still be burning, yeah. I'd say she's about as gone as a girl can get. She don't even show up in my dreams at night, but my stubborn old memory keeps holding on tight. Sure makes it hard to forget. She's about as gone as a girl can get. She's out of here, she disappeared without a trace. More or less unimpressed by the tears on my face. Destination unknown, she just dropped out of sight. Last seen heading right on out of my life, like a stranger I ain't never met. She's about as gone. Dropped out of sight. Last seen heading right on out of my life, like a stranger I ain't never met. She's about as gone as a girl can get. Like a stranger I say she's about as gone as a girl can get.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump filling his new cabinet quickly as the transition moves forward. Sources say he plans to tap Senator Marco Rubio as the new Secretary of State. And, says ABC's Christian Cordero,
another Floridian is set to play a key role in the administration. Sources say Trump has chosen Florida Congressman Mike Waltz for National Security Advisor. Trump went through four National Security Advisors in his first term. This time, he's turning to Waltz, the first Green Beret to serve in Congress, and a well-known critic of China.
Immigration hardliner Stephen Miller will be deputy chief of staff, and former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will be EPA administrator. A New York judge is set to decide today whether the U.S. Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity applies to President-elect Trump's criminal hush money case. That wildfire burning along the New York-New Jersey border is only about 20% contained and has grown to more than somewhat at 5,000 acres. Santa Ana winds dissipated in California. Now, however, they're picking up again. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit Bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to Bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the Morning Farm Report from WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, December down 4 to 1903, January down 10 to 1903, February down 12 to 1915, March milk down 11 at 1916. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 8 to 168 and 3 quarters, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 171, 2 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day, cash butter down a half to 264 and a half, no trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1.25 to 148 trades on the day. Dry weight down a half to 62.5, 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets closed mostly higher after midday box beef prices came in higher. And the market's fundamentals with those higher box beef prices helped to support live and feeder cattle markets, along with a drop in some of the grain contracts. Hog markets also following suit, moving up mostly higher due to strength in some of the pork cutout values. December live cattle did close steady at 183.70. November feeder cattle up 72 cents to 246.15. December hogs up $1.35 to 81.77. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets mostly lower with broad weakness across all of the grain markets. Open weather for most of the corn and wheat belt is expected to return to somewhat normal, and that could help with some of the not only emergence of wheat, but also other field work as well. Soybeans also moving mostly lower on the day. The oil complex really leading soybeans lower. December corn down 1 to 430. New crop 25 down 3.25 to 445 and 3/4. November beans down 5 to 1011 and 3/4. New crop 25 down 7.5 to 1045. December wheat down 7 to 565.5. Minneapolis wheat December down 5.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 370, December 375, January 378, new crop 25, 386. Cash beans 937, December 942, January 947, new crop 25, 955. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 380, December 385, January 394 and 3/4. February 397 and 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 389, December 395, January 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn at 380, cash beans 942 and January 947. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 385, new crop 25, 396, cash beans 937, new crop 25, 955. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 390, new crop 25, 407, cash beans 984, new crop 25 at 987. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 378, January 381, cash beans 940, January at 950. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 172 to 190. Holstein fed cattle 150 to 174. Market cows 103 to 120. Bulls 125 to 152. Calves at 330 to 1000. Beef steers 162 to 340. Holstein steers at 110 to 280. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 70 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 205 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 37. Tomorrow cloudy. Scattered showers 46 by Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised, and then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death, he lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon light. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just an sure. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Sugarland and Baby Girl here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low to mid-20s, a cold one this morning. Upper 40s expected this afternoon, and we'll have our ag weather forecast on the way next hour. There's some rain in that forecast. Also next hour, Chad Smith is in talking about respiratory diseases in your calves and how to prevent that. And we'll have more with Chad coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Safeguards are needed against potential processing plant shutdowns in the future, according to one agriculture leader. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Some farmers left behind when Pure Prairie Poultry shut down its processing plants were able to make sure that the birds got used for human food. However, many others had to euthanize their birds when they were left with no available processing or feeding options. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, says incidents like this just can't happen.
It's very unfortunate that it happened. It shouldn't have happened. There should be some more guidance or at least a process that would allow the processors or the farmers to make sure that animals are taken care of for the purpose that they're being raised for. And so how does that work going forward? Certainly the discussions between the Department of Ag in the three states is ongoing. There's always that worry by the next chicken farmer, the next turkey farmer, that what happens if it's my processor next.
He says safeguards need to be in place in the future.
You certainly see that in the beef sector, too, with the intertwined activities that are going on there. Hopefully, we don't get to that situation in that sector, too. And we need to have safeguards out there for every sector of agriculture. That includes processors, too, and making sure that the system can continue to run smoothly.
While some members of Congress and members of the House and Agriculture Committees do believe that changes could be made in the new farm bill to address the issue, the farm bill is stalled. And with the incoming new administration and the Republican control in the Senate, the odds of a new farm bill being passed in the lame duck session are pretty much slim to none. And so those that want to see changes in the program will have to start working on that, coming up with the new Congress. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 37. Tomorrow cloudy. Scattered showers, 46 by Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns. Lined up behind me like a big parade of late to work road rage jerks shouting obscene words flipping me the bird.
the state paper. But that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no bumper crop. If you don't like the way I'm driving, get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline. The cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. On the tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugga 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester. Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Craig Morgan, International Harvester, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. A cool one this morning. Temperatures low to mid-20s across the region. Looks like 40s today. Rain on the way for the middle of the week. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is inviting Wisconsin farmers and cooperating entities to apply for commercial nitrogen optimization pilot program grants through January 17th. Now, the grants aim to enhance the understanding of and refine new methods that optimize commercial nitrogen applied to agricultural fields. Eligible applicants must be a farmer or be working with one or more agriculture producers and agree to collaborate with the University of Wisconsin on the project for at least 2 years. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Last week, USDA released the initial report on competition in the meatpacking industry, a report that was prompted by the shocks to the meat supply chain during the COVID-19 pandemic. The agency found several issues that could block smaller processors from competing in the market. I'll have the details when we return.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx.
Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
The USDA's recent report on competition and fair practices in the meat merchandising industry outlines how large fees and incentive structures favor major players, leaving smaller suppliers struggling to enter the market. Smaller producers report that costs like marketing fees and slotting allowances make it difficult to gain shelf space in large retail chains. A significant concern raised in this report is the use of something called, quote, accrual arrangements. These are essentially prepayments that retailers hold in an account to fund down future advertising or discount promotions. While large retailers benefit from these arrangements, smaller suppliers often can't afford that added cost, which ultimately prevents them from accessing competitive retail markets. The USDA also highlighted the practice of rebates and kickbacks, in which suppliers offer financial incentives to retailers in exchange for exclusive shelf space or priority purchasing agreements. For instance, large distributors may give discounts or free products to restaurants or institutional buyers, effectively pushing out smaller local suppliers who can't match those offers. Price discrimination in the meat industry also poses barriers. The report discusses three types: primary, secondary, and tertiary discrimination. In each case, the largest players can use their buying power to secure better prices, creating what they call a waterbed effect, where smaller stores pay more to wholesalers, leading to higher prices for their customers. Ultimately, USDA says it raises costs for rural and independent grocery stores as well. Finally, the USDA emphasized concerns about labeling claims. Smaller producers that adhere to higher standards still find it challenging to compete against larger firms who can use labels like grass-fed or antibiotic-free without third-party verification. The USDA has recently updated their guidelines to require greater substantiation of these labels, hoping to create a fairer market for claims that reflect real product differences. I'll be back with more after this.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
While investigating competition in the meat industry, the USDA has asked for updated regulations under the Packers and Stockyards Act to clarify unfair practices, and they've called for more cross-agency collaboration with the Federal Trade Commission and Department of Justice for meat processing oversight and enforcement actions. Whether these requests will come to fruition will be a task for the new presidential administration. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on a good run of
bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's your only game I know to play. It doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. We'll be right back.
Go Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin's corn production is forecast at 532 million bushels, according to the latest USDA crop production report. Based on conditions as of November 1st, yields are expected to average 181 bushels an acre, down one bushel an acre from the October 1st forecast, but five bushels per acre higher than last year. Corn planted acreage is estimated at 3.75 million acres, with an estimated 294 million acres harvested for grain. Soybean production was forecast at 104 million bushels. The yield is forecast at 49 bushels an acre, down 4 bushels from the October forecast and down 2 bushels from 2023. Soybean planted acreage was estimated at 2.15 million acres, with 2.12 million acres to be harvested. Potato production in Wisconsin was forecast at 25.1 million hundredweight, down 12% from 2023. The yield forecast is 380 hundredweight per acre, with an expected 66,000 acres to be harvested. Meanwhile, in the WASD report, the milk production forecast for 2024 was raised from the previous month based on the most recent milk production report. Lower reported milk cow numbers for the third quarter were offset by higher output per cow. The milk forecast for 2025 was unchanged. The import forecasts for 2024 are unchanged, both on a fat basis and skim solid basis. The export forecast for 2024 was unchanged as well. Now, for 2025, imports are unchanged on a skim solids basis, but raised on a fat basis due to higher expected shipments of butter and cheese. The forecast for exports on a fat basis is raised due to higher cheese and butterfat-containing products. Skim solid exports were also raised on higher whey-containing products and dry skim milk products. The butter price forecast was reduced for this year as prices have continued to fall from their relatively high levels they maintained for much of the year through late September. The cheese price forecast for 2024 was unchanged as well. Now, the cheese forecast for 2025 was raised based on higher prices and tight inventories late this year. With that, the Class 3 price forecast was unchanged for 2024. The Class 3 price, though, is raised on higher cheese and whey outlooks. The all milk price forecast for 2025, according to USDA, was raised to $22.85 a hundredweight. A new study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that some dairy farm employees showed signs of H5N1 infection even when they didn't report feeling sick. The CDC concludes that more bird flu testing of dairy farm employees is required. The purpose of the action is to keep workers safe, to limit the transmission of H5N1 to humans, and reduce the possibility of the virus mutating. The new CDC study provides the largest window to date on how the H5N1 virus detected last March in dairy cows may be spreading to people. The study suggests the virus has infected more humans than the 46 farm workers currently identified in the U.S. Nearly all were in contact with infected dairy cows or infected poultry. The scientific community considers every additional infection in animals or humans a chance for the virus to change in potentially dangerous ways. More than 50 U.S. lawmakers are urging EPA to ban the use of a weed killer linked to Parkinson's disease and other health risks to humans. In a letter to the agency, 7 U.S. senators said that paraquat, a chemical commonly used on farms across the country to protect row crops, fruits, and vegetables, is a highly toxic pesticide whose continued use cannot be justified given its harms to farm workers and rural communities. The call for a nationwide ban came after 47 U.S. representatives sent a similar letter to EPA earlier in October. According to the findings from a recent study, paraquat could cause more than double a person's odds of developing Parkinson's if not sprayed more than 500 meters from where people live and work. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 37. Tomorrow cloudy. Scattered showers, 46 by Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get burned. We don't have to feel like dirt anymore. Though love's not earned, baby, it's our turn. We were all in the clouds, just a little off course, but I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out, come on baby, drive south with the one you love. Come on baby, drive south.
I was getting kind of tired of her in the tatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little dive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction, with a little less talk and a lot more action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stool, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to a word he said. I knew somewhere amid all this distraction was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Traffic jam, staring